Welcome home, Honey Bun. How was work today? Wait, hold on. Let me come over there. I can't really hear you. Hey there, sweet thing. How have you been? Oh, poor baby. You look like you've had a rough day. Do you need mommy to take care of you? We can have some playtime. Maybe it'll help you calm down. Yeah, I've got dinner in the oven. We've got plenty of time, baby boy. How about you take a seat on the couch right here and let me get on top of you? Will some kisses make you feel better? Oh, not in the mood for that. Right, okay, I got it. Sorry if I made anything worse. I was just trying to help, you know? I mean, when you get home all sad and frustrated like this, usually being your mommy helps a bit. So I just figured I might as well try, you know? No, it's okay. There is something that I can do for you. Okay, then by all means, tell me what I can do to help you feel better. Are you sure? I know, it's just, I mean, we haven't done something like that before. It's not that I don't want to, of course not. It's just, I don't really have a lot of experience acting that way. So I'm just not really sure that I can give you the things that you want out of it, you know? Of course, baby. Of course, I'll try for you. Okay, wait, before that, though, I just need to know, like, how do you want me to do this? Oh, I mean, come on, can you blame me? It's my first time doing this, so I kind of just need some groundwork. Do you want me to call you daddy or something? Do you want me to, like, be a brat or give in to you? There's just a lot of different things that you do when you're my little baby boy that I enjoy that you might not. So I'm just trying to get a bit of a sense of how you want me to be. Okay. I think I can do that. I just give me a moment to kind of flip the switch in my head, you know? So, what do you want me to do for you, Daddy? Oh, I already finished doing the dishes, and I'm actually making your favorite right now in the oven. I made the bed, I cleaned our room, I did everything I could to make your life a little bit easier right as you came home. I swear. Really, you think I deserve a reward? Oh, you're asking me. I don't know. You being here is already. Oh, okay. That happened. Do I get to sit on Daddy's lap because I did all my chores? Is this my reward? I'm sorry you had a bad day, but I can be a good girl for you, right? Am I being a good girl for you? That's good. Put your hand on my waist and pull me closer, Daddy. I want to feel your strong chest against my back. Feel the warmth of your skin on my body. What are the magic words exactly? Oh, right. I can't believe I didn't think of that. Please, Daddy. Please pull me close to you. I love it when I can feel you breathe down my neck. It gives me goosebumps every time. I really do like it. It's warm and gentle, and it makes me feel alive. I think that's the right word. It just makes me feel like you and I are here, right now, just grounded. But also like we're gonna be together forever, you know? I mean, you don't plan on leaving me, do you, Daddy? Good. I don't ever want you to leave me. I really do love you, baby. I don't know what I would do without you. I can't imagine how lost I would feel without being able to come home to you. Or without you coming home to me. Or having to live, knowing that I might never see you again. I get a little scared sometimes when you're out late and I haven't heard from you. Just my mind thinking that something may have happened. I mean, I know you're probably fine, but my head just gets all worried about it, and I know. You're the best. I know you'd never leave me, and I know that you're really careful. I guess it's just your good girl's silly little brain playing tricks on her. But this isn't about me. You're just trying to distract me from taking proper care of you. Well, I mean, you just came home from a long and very frustrating day at work. I can't just sit here on your lap and call myself a good girl without taking proper care of you, can I? You know, I think what you need right now is a nice hot bath and a massage, and I need to do everything I can to make you comfortable. I'll do whatever you want me to, Daddy. I can get some lotion and massage your legs and arms if you want. Oh, don't worry about the food. I put a timer on it. I can get it out the oven in like 2 seconds. And as soon as that timer goes off, I'll make sure to get you a plate right away. But in the meantime, I want to take care of your body first, Daddy. I want to massage your arms, your legs, your shoulders, your chest, and a little more than that. Hold on. Just stay right here on the couch. I'll go get everything I need and you can stay right here, nice and comfortable. Okay? Okay. I'll be right back. Okay. Here we are. Now, just give me your hand. I'll start rubbing these sore muscles. Well, I originally bought it for aftercare just in case we ever had a really rough play session. But I guess now's just as good of a time to use it, right? Oh, wait. I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Broke character for a bit. Not intentionally, though. Give me a second. Now, where was I, Daddy? Right, rubbing your palms. Did you know that there's not actually any muscles in your fingers? The muscles that control your movement there are actually in your palms. And the rest are just tendons and ligaments doing a lot of work to keep your fingers very flexible. It's really impressive how the body is built up that way. Every little thing has to be arranged exactly the right way, otherwise the machine breaks down. And that includes the mind, too. We've all got a need to be touched, to be held. And sometimes, some people who are really in tune with what their body needs know exactly what they need in a specific moment. Like, say, the cutest, sweetest baby boy in the whole world coming home after a long day at work. And knowing that what he needs at that moment isn't for his mommy to hold him close, but for his good girl to do everything he wants and needs her to. Mean, that doesn't mean that it's less true. You know it yourself, baby. You know what you need, and you're brave enough to ask for it. If you ever need to be left alone for a while, instead of having me fuss about you all the time, all you have to do is say it. Okay. I'm gonna move to your arm now. Can you roll up your sleeve for me? Thank you, Daddy. Now, these arms, they're definitely one of my favorite parts of your body. Whether you're wrapping them around me, or letting me hold on to them, or when they're tied behind your back. They're just so beautiful and sweet. And I mean, they're attached to the most gorgeous person I know. Why wouldn't I worship them? Actually, I think rolling up your sleeves was a bad idea. Well, at this point, I'd go up to your shoulders, but then you'd have to take off your shirt. But your arm is slathered in lotion now, so it's gonna make your shirt dirty. I'm sorry, I was just trying to help. Well, how else can I make sure that I'm a good girl for you then? Oh. That actually scared the living daylights out of me. I should probably get the oven now. We don't want to burn dinner, now would we? Well, I mean, we could also continue. To be honest, I was just kind of getting into it. And once I get into that flow, you know just as well as I do that I can get really attached to it. I mean, you remember that. Okay, never mind. I actually have to get it now because it is definitely gonna burn. Okay, how about this then? You stay right where you are, and I'll come bring you a plate. We turn on the TV, eat, have something to drink, take off the clothes we don't need, and then get into bed and continue this little play session. Does that sound good? I mean, I wouldn't mind at all if you're still up for Again, I haven't ever done it before, but going good girl mode for a change was pretty fun. Don't worry. You still are and always will be my good boy.